Right, Cool Park, Bally Buffet at 4:15 on a Sunday afternoon. And we've survived in Division 1. Mayo, 13 points. Donegal, 13 points. Jay, look, this wasn't the classic football game of all time. It wasn't even really a particularly good performance by Mayo. I think we were, for much of the 70 minutes, we just didn't perform at all. And I think had we lost, even by the minimum, I think we would have said, you know, deservedly so. And with relegation with it, I think we would have, you know, have had to take that on the chin as well. But at the end, when our backs were really to the wall, when we had to, you know, do everything to pull something from the fire, by Jesus, did we pull it. And that was the two super points at the end. Owen O'Donoghue got the first one. There was a play back and over. It was Keelan Crow, I think, gave it to Stephen Cohen, and we're out the 45 and you think nothing's going to happen, and then Owen O'Donoghue came through like a steam train, ball popped to him, he just lets fly, and it was a glorious score. Gavin McLaughlin's one at the end was just outrageous. I mean, geez, it was utterly low percentage shot. But it, you know, at that stage we were, I think, about 3.5 minutes or maybe more into the 4 minutes of injury time. There was little or no time left at that stage, and that's, he was as well to go for it, because it was going to be our last chance. And Kevin hadn't I think he might have got a point earlier on, but he hadn't really done much for a long period in the game. And I was actually calling for him to be taken off at least 50 minutes before then. But he just showed his worth and stuck it over. And then we had the good sense then to start a row. Because Donegal had wasted a good minute of the injury time just before them when they were one up. And by the time that was all sorted out, it was time to go. Anthony Nolan blew the full time whistle and it was all over. So that's it. So we've survived, and it's an amazing achievement, not least given just how poorly we have played this league. This has been the worst league in terms of performance that I recall for a long, long time. I mean, we just haven't really performed to any proper degree in any of the matches this year, and to survive in the end of it is fantastic, you know. But it was no more than we deserved today, I think, really, because we fought back, and we didn't give up, and we got our reward right at the end. So, you know, earlier on we started off really well today. Like this was the inverse of what happened to us against Tyrone. When we completely imploded. Today we just were out of the blocks really fast. We, you know, high energy. We were 5-1 up? Yeah, I think it was 5-1 up. We had two decent goal chances. I had both of those got in. We were cantering, like we really were. We're just on our way. And then we just down tools completely, you know. Donegal got 2 points to kind of steady themselves first of all, and then they started to get going, and they shot about, I think it was 7 without reply. We went 20 minutes without scoring, and it was poor. And at half time, 3 down, we did actually well to get it back to get it back to 3. I think we were 4 down at one stage, but I really didn't see that we were going to do it at that stage. And even as it, you know, we fought our way back to a point behind, but then with 10 minutes to go, it was back to 3 behind again. So you thought, okay, well, we're back to the situation at halftime. There really is no way we're going to pull out of it. But we did. Fair play to us. It's a great result, and I was going to say a great win. It's not a win. It does certainly feel like a win. And you know, the way the crowd were getting roused here, and the Mayo roaring going on here, and the exchanges at the end, it did feel like a championship game as well. So yeah, so a great win, a great end to what has been a strange league campaign. But more importantly as well, it gives us Nice bit of energy now going into the 13th of May. All the story this year so far has been about Galway, and fair play to them, they've done really, really well, like to come up from Division 2 and to finish unbeaten and get into a final and draw at Dublin in the process. You know, that does deserve a hell of a lot of respect. They've done very, very well, and they'll go into to Castlebar very, very energised, but so will we after today. And this team has been written off several times, and this year has been written off again. We're not done with it all yet. Anyway, that's it. Over and out.